There's a lot of confusing amendments this go round. Let's talk about quickly Amendment 1, which would oppose the Affordable Care Act and give impetus to remove Florida from the health care reforms. This issue is confusing because even voting on it seems to give state laws a higher ranking than federal laws, but we're still getting to vote on it despite questionable constitutionality. What do you think, Dick Batchelor?
It's crazy. I mean, the Supreme Court has rendered their opinion, and the legislature took that action before the Supreme Court rendered their opinion. And it's obviously crass politics because you want people to vote to rescind something that's already upheld by the Supreme Court. So it's really people need to vote no on it.
Yeah, first thing is these amendments that get thrown in the ballot have never been a favorite of mine because I think they should be handled in the legislature, and I think they're a bailout. I know Dick's been very involved in the amendment regarding the judges, and that was a process that was started by the Democrats some years ago. The question is it politically motivated? My answer is probably. I mean, that's why it was put that way. Mm-hmm. So you can vote to not retain those people, and what they decided is certainly legitimate prey.
You're talking about Amendment 5, which would require state Senate confirmation for Florida Supreme Court appointees. This sets up a similar model to the U.S. Supreme Court. But does it seem like that would give the legislative branch more power over the judicial? And should that be allowed to happen, Lou Fry?
Well, is it worked at the federal level? I think you could probably say it is. And so I would think, well, gee, if it's worked, why not? I think the retention issue is a lot more political.
What do you think, Dick Batchelor?
First of all, I think it's horrible from this standpoint. Now the Republican Party of Florida has voted to get involved and try to defeat these three judges up for merit retention. There is actually a law that discourages, actually makes it illegal for any political party to endorse a judicial candidate at any level. So that's number one. Number two, this is really an ongoing effort by Dean Cannon, the former Speaker of the House, and the governor to basically abscond with the Supreme Court. You know, they want this to pass. They want this three judges to be defeated so we can appoint three new judges and basically take over the court. And here's a question I've got for the listeners. Why are the Koch brothers involved? Why is a super PAC?
What is that involvement, Dick Batchelor?
The Koch brothers, actually, their prosperity campaign is dumping money into this effort to try to deny the retention of the three Supreme Court justices. What is their agenda? And I would suggest there's some money and interest in the state. Not only want to control the court, they want to own the court.
Isn't the Florida Supreme Court, though, a fairly conservative court, the last couple of judges appointed by Republican governors?
They are.
So you've got a diversity.
So what's the benefit then?
Well, the benefit is you have a right, I think, as a citizen of the state to be able to vote on the judges. There's a way set up to do it. It was set up by the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party. And so are you going to take away my right to vote on those judges if I don't like them?
No, I think you can vote for merit retention. The question is what is the devices of those trying to get them
defeated? That's the Koch brother. That's a different issue.
Brothers, but why are they involved in it? You know, and why is the Republican Party even taking a position on a nonpartisan race like this? And my suggestion is that this governor would like to have those three Supreme Court judges defeated so he can have three appointments. They'd love to have Amendment 5 pass so the Senate can get involved in confirmation proceedings to politicize the process of the courts. It's not about jurisprudence. It's all about politics.
How is that different then from the U.S. Senate approving U.S. Supreme Court justices?
Well, I mean, there's a lifetime appointment there, and I think one case, and then that's something that's been established by the Constitution. But in the state of Florida, since we've had the modified Missouri plan since 1976, it's worked very well. Not one Supreme Court justice that's been failed to retain in 40 years.
Does that mean nobody really cares?
Well, most people don't care. If you look at judicial races, most people don't really. If you go down in the ballot where the judicial races are, very few people participate, and most of the contributions do come from lawyers because those are the people who appear before the court. It's hard to get people involved in a judicial race unless somebody's committed some kind of a, you know,
heinous act or
dishonesty or fraud or whatever.
Well, an interesting discussion, interesting philosophically, and I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens in November.
We will.
Not that far away, is it?
No, it's not. Dick Batchelor, Lou Fry, thank you so much.